Well, good morning. It is an honor to be here for a number of reasons, and I wanted to take a minute. I asked CJ permission if I could take a few minutes and focus on that honor prior to moving into the greater honor, which will be preaching God's word this morning. It's an honor to be here. I was trying to think of a way I could describe the privilege I feel, and what actually came to mind was something like a young man who goes to the baseball stadium prepared to watch his heroes go to bat, and he has his glove in hand and his Slurpee and his cotton candy, and then he arrives and sitting there hoping maybe to catch a fly ball, he finds out that the people on the field say, we would like you to come down and enter the lineup. And that's kind of like how I feel this morning. It's basically a similar experience, you know, looking around, and you know, surely you don't mean me. That's kind of how I feel, because your pastors are my heroes. You don't need me to commend them, but I want to do that anyway. I have been benefiting and following CJ for now about 25 years, most of my life. I can remember many, many moments of sitting in chairs in front of him while he preached about the gospel of Jesus Christ and weeping with gratefulness because he was helping me to see the real meaning of grace and the cost of grace in the person of Jesus. I can remember conferences sitting and just engrossed with watching Bob lead worship. When I was a young man, all I wanted to do was to lead God's people and singing praises. And when I encountered Bob, I thought, oh, this is a man I can be, I want to be like. And I would watch him instruct and inspire us. And then again, another young man baseball field moment, Bob asked if I would enter full-time ministry as his intern. And all these years later, it's impossible to enumerate the number of things I have learned from Bob. I have benefited from Jeff's teaching on the Bible. More than anyone else, Jeff Perswell made the Bible a single book with a single story celebrating the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so to preach behind the pulpit he preaches from is, again, like being asked on the field, Slurpee in hand. Brian is a dear older brother in Christ to me. When I was a young man entering ministry, Brian, though quite busy with his own full-time ministry responsibilities, eagerly pursued friendship with me, reached out to me, sought to care for me, sought to communicate a peer level of affection and joy in my ministry. And Brian's one of those guys that somehow seems more excited about what God's doing in your life than you can possibly be. And he's continued to be that way to this day. I have benefited countless times from Gary Ricucci's prophetic ministry, speaking as though the Lord was ministering directly to me. These are your pastors. I just am envious of you. I'm envious of the counsel, the leadership, and the character you receive week after week. But I'm not just grateful for them, I'm grateful for you as a church. I'm grateful for you because my siblings are here, although the way Brian describes it, it feels like we feel like an invasion of Smurfs or something. The blue people are coming, and you know. But you are their spiritual family. You care for them. You love them. It is such a joy to be introduced as Josh and Bethany's brother. What a joy that is. So thank you for loving them. Thank you for caring for them. I love you for that. I love you because there's not just the pastoral team here, but many other people that have had a profound effect on my life. Steve and Vicki Cook have been ministering to me through their songs for my whole life. Kathy Spiro has made me laugh in a gospel-centered way for decades. And because of this church and others, but because of you, Redemption Hill Church in Austin has co-laborers that believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not alone over there in the Texas wilderness. We're co-laboring with you. We have people like you that love the same Savior, the same gospel, the same values that we love. And we tell our people that on a regular basis. There's a host of people out there that you don't know, but they love the same things we love. They're going about it the same way, and they're declaring the same glorious truths week after week, and we get to partner with them. We are not alone because of you, Sovereign Grace Church of Louisville. So just please receive my affection, my gratefulness. There's a dear family hug that I just want to extend to everybody. We love you deeply. Aaron specifically wanted to thank you and greet you. Thank you for caring for him as the host church of the Pastors College. We continue to benefit from his leadership that was resourced by your care for him. Thank you for that. So receive